This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
The rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. Kearney Catholic with the ball into the front court. Hoosman gives it to Butler down the lane. Scoop shot up and in for Drew Butler. And you just kind of have the sense that right now Kearney Catholic's in the middle of making their move here.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. This evening, we feature the boys' semifinals as Kearney Catholic battles Ravenna and St. Paul takes on Adams Central. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Walking the ball to the floor will be Casey Boss. Both teams putting some pretty good defense on the board here in the first couple of minutes. Trying to lob it down low to Boss on the low post. Catches and shoots and scores. Boss with both buckets here for St. Paul.
Ravenna is back to defend their tournament championship, but three other talented squads look to derail their title hopes. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We are live at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for semifinal number two of the Boys Lou Platt Conference Tournament between the St. Paul Wildcats, the number two seed, and the Adams Central Patriots of Hastings, the number three seed. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The winner will take on Ravenna in tomorrow night's championship. The Blue Jays down Kearney Catholic 51-40, and that's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break and look at the starting lineups after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time to take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, the visitors today will be the Wildcats of St. Paul, even though they are the number two seed. They're on the bottom of the bracket. And number three is a 6-foot junior, Casey Potts. Number 14 is a 6-foot-2-inch sophomore, Isaac Stone. Number 15 is a 6-foot-4-inch senior, Lewis Potts. Number 25 is a 6-foot-2-inch sophomore, Brian Gay. And number 32 is a 5'10 sophomore, Brady Townsend. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Rick Peters, assisted by Neil Wardine and Dustin Nilsson. They come into the ball game with a record of 13-2, a 4-point loss to Adams Central, and a 5-point loss to Minden are the only two losses on their schedule. St. Paul is ranked 8th in the Omaha World Herald in Class C1 and 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Adams Central Patriots. Number 14 is a 5'9 senior, Nate Arlt. Number 20, a 6-foot sophomore, Brady Barrett. Number 32, a 6'1 senior, Zach Hunt. Number 42, a 6'3 senior, Connor Lyons. And number 52, a 6'2 junior, Calvin Ott. The head coach of the Patriots, Tom Schlechta, assisted by Zach Foster, Josh Lewis, and Zeb Noyd. 14-1, their only loss of the season, coming a week ago to Grand Island Central Catholic. They're ranked 8th in Class B. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And we're ready to get things underway. Brooks Wells puts a great toss into the air, and we are underway. And the opening tip will be controlled here by Adams Central. Kissinger, Wells, and Heinrichs doing the officiating here tonight. And for Adams Central, they'll throw it over the top of the zone. The ball will be deflected out of bounds. And they'll have to throw it in one more time. Last time the teams played, 58-54 was the final. Adams Central with the victory in Hastings. Arlt with it in the right-hand corner, trying to go to the baseline. He's cut off, kicks it up top. Three-pointer on the way by Barrett. It's going to be off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lewis Paz leads the team in boards. Up the floor comes Lewis, trying to go coast-to-coast. Does, scoop shot, good. And Lewis Paz goes coast-to-coast and finishes the thing off. 2-0 St. Paul, and Adams Central turns it over at the other end of the floor. Try to get up the floor a little too quick, and St. Paul will have the basketball after the Adams Central turnover. Adams Central is going to put on a little full-court pressure here. It looks like a 2-1-2 trap, and St. Paul will get it to Paz. Try to throw over the top of it. The outlet pass goes to Townsend. Townsend stops the dribble. Pass gets away, but there's Casey Paz to pick it up. Man-to-man defense now by Adams Central. Adams Central known for their defense. Tom Schlechter, the coach, known from his defense. An assistant coach for a number of years under Don Leese at Kearney Catholic. He was a head coach at Kearney Catholic for 1 year before going over to Hastings. Right now, the ball hasn't been inside the three-point arc for St. Paul on this possession. Paz on the pick and roll. Townsend's covered. Gives it off to Brian Gay. Paz and Gay, the two leading scorers on this team. Gay tries to go off the dribble here against Connor Lyons. Can't do it. Back up top to Casey Paz. He'll take it to the hoop. Pull-up jumper from 9 off the glass is too strong. And the ball will be tipped out into the hands of Connor Lyons. Outlet pass left wing, trying to take it all the way to the rack. We've got contact. Count the shot. And a blocking foul. Zach Hunt puts the ball in the hoop, and we are tied at 2. Blocking foul called underneath on the St. Paul Wildcats. And it's going to go on Lewis Paz. Free throw is on the way, and it won't go for Hunt. And the rebound brought down by Paz. Lewis looking up the floor. Nobody there, so he's going to bring it up himself. All the way to the high post, still coming. Now turns and kicks it out to Gay for the three-pointer. It's going to be off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound to Casey Paz. Paz down on the baseline, needs to get rid of it. He's in trouble, and the outlet pass deflected out of bounds by Adams Central. Glad you're along with us tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 and also on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Inbounds pass comes to Isaac Stone. And we want to say a special hello to Helen Stone, who we know is listening tonight. Helen, hope you enjoy the ball game as Isaac takes it to the hoop and he scores. There's one on cue. Isaac Stone takes his man right to the hoop and he scores. And it's 4-2 St. Paul. At the other end, Adams Central lost the handle, tried to scoop it to a teammate and threw it off of a St. Paul player's arm and out of bounds. So the ball goes back over to Adams Central. And we're going to have a timeout here. Coach Tom Schlechter wants to call an early 30-second timeout. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. St. Paul 4 and Adams Central 2.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
back at Cope Gymnasium. Doug Doodle along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns. Glad to have you along with us here on this Friday night. Don't forget, we're back for all four games tomorrow. Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. 4-2 St. Paul, 5:45 to go first quarter. Faking the three is Hunt. Now a nice bounce pass to the baseline, but dropped out of the hands that time of Connor Lyons. There's a scramble for it, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Patriots. Their second turnover here in the early going. So St. Paul to throw it in, and Adams Central trying to get that pressure set up. They try to trap the ball. Pass does the right thing up the middle of the floor. Now an outlet pass. Overthrows Stone, and out of bounds it goes. So St. Paul with their first turnover. And this deep into the season, you know the coaches hope that the kids have the press break figured out to where they don't have to make that kind of pass there. Here's a three-pointer. Pull up for Zach Hunt. Just brought it up and shot it. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Brian Gay. Gay working there against Nate Arles. Spin move to get across the timeline. Now gets it into the paint. Dumps it off right into the face of Lewis Poss. And Poss gets fouled. It's going to be before the shot, though. And Nate Arles with the first foul of the game on Adams Central. Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference is on ESPN 1460. The Twin Valley Conference games are currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. St. Paul will inbound deep into the right-hand corner to Brian Gay. Ball fake, takes a tough fadeaway jumper here. It's no good, and Arlt will come out of there with the Adams Central rebound up the floor. It's 2-on-2 into the paint. Didn't like the numbers. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Barrett. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Isaac Stone. Stone up the floor off to Casey Poss. Sees a little seam in the lane, and he's going to get fouled by Brady Barrett. Barrett raked him across the arm. His first personal foul. Second team foul, and in for the Patriots will be Nick Stein. But Casey Poss will go to the line and shoot the first free throws of the game for St. Paul. And the first one dances in. 5-2, Wildcats, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Second quarter coming up. Or second free throw coming up, and it's good. So Poss hits them both, and it's now 6-2. St. Paul leads it by four. Into the front court, Adams Central will kick it out on the wing to Nick Stein. Stein, spin move, can't lose the defender, Brian Gay, and has to get rid of it. Back out top they come. Reverse it left side to Arlt. Arlt into the paint. Nice pass through traffic and finds his man for the layup, Calvin Ott. Ott with his first bucket, and that'll make it 6-4. Adams Central really likes to drive into that double team and then force the pass to the open man. It's happened a couple of times for him successfully and a couple of times not so successfully so far tonight. You're listening to the Lou Platt Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and St. Paul. Casey Poss to inbound it in the front court, and he'll give it to Townsend. Townsend to the right side, Poss. He flashes through the paint, but covered there by Ott. Skip pass over to Stone. Stone comes to the baseline. He draws the contact. No call. Rebound, Poss. He missed it. Stone got it back, and he'll score. Lewis Poss kept it alive. Isaac Stone finishes, and it's 8-4 in favor of St. Paul. And at the other end, throwing up the jumper and scoring for Adams Central, and that'll make it 8-6. They got down the floor in a hurry and scored against that pressure. Now St. Paul shoots a three in the corner. Brian Gay, and he buried it. Brian Gay with the first three-pointer of the ball game for St. Paul, and they are now up by 5, 11-6. At the other end, driving into the paint will be Zach Hunt, kicking it out for a three. Arlt. Arlt can't get it to go. Offensive rebound for Adams Central. That's going to be Zach Hunt. Now the jumper on the wing is up, and it is in. Knocking that one down, Calvin Ott. Make it 11-8. St. Paul leading it by three with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Stone dribbles around into the paint, kicks it out on the wing. Townsend for the three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Lyons. Lyons gets it out on the wing. Haven't seen much substituting yet, and we've played 5 minutes. In this day and age, that's hardly ever happened. Players waiting to come in right now for Adams Central. He'll take a breather, and just dribbling it around out top is Zach Hunt. St. Paul matching up, lob it to the high post to Connor Lyons. Back out front for a three-pointer that's up and in for Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt knocks down the three, and just like that, we are tied at 11, back-to-back buckets, and the ball thrown out of bounds by St. Paul. Lewis Poss didn't think it was for him because it was a little bit behind him. And out of bounds it goes. Checking into the ball game, Brandon Nyberg for St. Paul, and for Adams Central, Jake Fowler. Also, Matt Obermiller will check in. Arlt will stay on the floor. So will Nick Stein and Brady Barrett. Those are the five on the floor right now for Adams Central. For St. Paul, you've got Gay, Stone, both passes, and Nyberg. And Adams Central finally gets everybody where they're supposed to be, and they'll throw it in. 11-11, 2:20 to go here in quarter number one. On the right wing with it is going to be Nick Stein. Stein gets it back up top. Nothing there. Stein will get the ball right back. Thinking about going on Poss, and a reach-in foul going to be called on number three, Casey Poss. His first foul, second team foul. And the ball will stay with Adams Central. They'll take it out on the far side. Patriots moving from left to right. St. Paul from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, Doug Duda with you at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. High post with it is Obermiller. Obermiller looks, now tries to drive. Kicks it out to Stein. Into the paint. Pull up 13-footer. Too strong. Rebound, Lewis Poss, his fourth here in the first quarter. Quickly across the front court. Moves very well for 6-4. Has the ball knocked away, but reaching in and grabbing him on the arm is going to be Nick Stein. And for Stein, that'll be his first personal foul. 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. We're still tied at 11. Checking in for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister, and we have got a little delay for a scorer's book confrontation, or at least discussion, not confrontation, but consultation with the referee. Now we're ready to go. And Casey Pasta throw it into the front court. Everybody's pretty well covered. Has to go all the way to the back court to Lewis. And Lewis Pasta will trot the ball up the floor. Trying to set up a screen off the left side for Nyberg, but it's well covered. Back up between the circles to Casey Pasta. Casey comes to the high post off the pick. He's going to force that leaner from 13. It won't go. Ball tipped right back to him. And while he's falling down, he's trying to get rid of it to Nyberg. And it's picked up by Nyberg. Out to Gay, and Brian will hit it. That's pretty good defense by Adams Central. They just never could grab the ball, and St. Paul is back up by two, 13-11. Patriots spin the ball up front. There's Zach Hollister giving it off on the right wing. Stein for the three. It is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Poss. Outlet the other way. Brian Gay, double clutches, shot no good. And a foul on the rebound. Let's see who they call this on. It's going to be on Adams Central. And the foul is going to be called on number 44, Zach Hollister, his first. Scoring update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. After one, Overton 26 and SEM 11. That's a surprise and a huge first quarter for Overton. And on the inbounds, thrown away by St. Paul. Or can they get it? Yeah, they tracked it down all the way in the backcourt. St. Paul's having trouble getting the ball in. Here's Poss for three. Casey from the right-hand corner. It is no good. Ball tipped back to Casey, and this short jumper won't go either. Rebound brought down by Calvin Ott, and the Patriots hustle the ball up the floor. Don't have the numbers, and the ball's kicked. The ball is kicked, and it will stay with Adams Central. Not all of the officials saw the same thing, but they do get it worked out. And now coming back in, Zach Hunt. 47 seconds to go, first quarter. St. Paul 13 and Adams Central 11. Also, Nate Arlt will check back in. St. Paul sets back in that matchup. And Adams Central is slowly substituting here. And checking in, Connor Lyon. So with possibly the last possession here of the quarter, Coach Tom Schlechter wants to make sure he's got more of his starters in there. 42 seconds, trying to set up a three-pointer, instead slashing down the lane, and scoring will be Nate Arnold. Got St. Paul thinking the same thing we were. They were running a man off a screen for a three, but they didn't look at him, and Arnold took it right down the middle. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Brian Gay being covered up around midcourt, takes it to the high post. There's a seam for him, so he takes the shot. It's no good, and then the ball goes out of bounds off of Adams Central, so a break for St. Paul because it was all red and white jerseys underneath. They just ran into each other and didn't grab the ball. So St. Paul will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And Nyberg to throw it in. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Tied at 13. And again, trying to throw it all the way into the backcourt. That's like the fourth time that St. Paul, taking it out, throws it all the way in the backcourt. And Adams Central is covering him. Lewis Poss trying to stutter dribble here on Zach Hunt. 9 seconds to go. Midcourt still has seven. Poss checks the clock. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Double team kicks it off to Casey Poss. He doesn't get a shot. Great defense by Adams Central. And at the end of the first quarter of play, St. Paul 13, Adams Central 13, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. She's the more intelligent of the two, bringing you tonight's high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web. At KKPR.com, that's where Helen Stone is listening to the ball game tonight. And right now, St. Paul and Adams Central are tied at 13 after one quarter. And the Wildcats will get the ball to start quarter number two. Brian Gay has five, Isaac Stone has four. And here's a give and go to Poss. And Poss, with the little layup, gets his fourth point of the ball game. St. Paul regains the lead, 15-13. Five for Zach Hunt for Adams Central. Two players with four, and Arlt, who gets in trouble in the lane, has the ball knocked away, and St. Paul will make the steal. Each team had two turnovers in the first quarter. Rebound, St. Paul had 11, Adams Central had five. Three-point shooting, St. Paul 1 of 4, Adams Central 1 of 6. Arlt and Ott have four each and five for Hunt. Those are the 13 points for Adams Central. Right now, St. Paul with the basketball. Isaac Stone trying to make a little room out around the top of the key. Hands it off to Brian Gay. Earlier tonight, it was Ravenna downing Kearney Catholic in our first semifinal, 51-40. They went on a 10-2 run to end the ball game. Right now, the ball knocked out of Poss's hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Paul. Starting to get into that not moving around much without the ball. Both teams kind of watching who has the ball and not really moving and setting their screens. It happened at the end of the first quarter, and the first minute here of the second quarter hasn't changed much. And St. Paul will have the basketball. Neither team going to play 10 kids. Adams Central pretty close. I think he's running 8. Right now, Stone throws it at the feet of Poss, and out of bounds it goes. So each team turns it over here in the first minute of quarter number two. Again, Overton leading SEM 26-11 after one quarter of play on ESPN 1460. Here is 15-13 St. Paul, and Adams Central has the basketball. By a left wing, long three is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound by Arlt off the Overmiller miss. They'll kick it out for another three. That's going to be Lyons. He missed it. Rebound Stone. Stone quickly up the floor, gives it off for the short jumper by Riley Peters, and it's no good. And a foul called on Isaac Stone, trying to get that ball away from Arlt. And it'll be Adams Central basketball. 6:15 to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll be talking with Paul Veronica, the Ravenna Blue Jays. Another three, Adams Central, and this one is good. Brady Barrett hits the first three for him in the ball game, and Adams Central has their first lead, 16-15. Up top with it is Casey Poss, pushes off, no call, and he didn't take the shot either, trying to get some separation at the top of the key. Hands it off to Lewis Poss. Lewis comes to the right side, looking for the pick, comes to the baseline, ran out of room, he got fouled. They're going to call a walk, though. Boy, Connor Lyons was right on top of him, but Lewis Poss forced the issue, and they weren't going to bail him out with a foul. They're going to call the walk. Fourth turnover on St. Paul. So Adams Central will bring the ball up the floor. Zach Hunt swings it over to the right wing to Nate Arl. Up top, trying to stay with those quick passes. They throw it away. Nyberg comes out of there with a loose ball to Poss. Lewis up on the right side, pulls up from 19. He fires a three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound to Nyberg. He puts it back up from 15 and hits. Brandon Nyberg with his first bucket of the ball game, 17-16 St. Paul. Brian Gay getting ready to check back in after a little stint on the bench. There's Calvin Ott, free throw line. He's open, missed the jumper. Offensive rebound, Arlt, and Nate will put it up and in. 6 points, four rebounds for Nate here in the basketball game. 18-17. Back and forth we go. St. Paul had an early 5-0 lead. Poss drives, leaves it off for Peters. Has it blocked on the low block by Connor Lyon. First block of the game for either team. Adams Central with the lead and the ball out. Into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. It's short by Connor Lyon. The ball's tipped out, and Nyberg able to run it down. Adams Central is 2 of 10 now from three-point land. St. Paul 1 of 5, so neither team real successful outside. Lewis Poss with the basketball, looking around, has it taken away from behind. Nate Arlt with a good double team, 2-on-1 the other way. Arlt with the assist, but he doesn't get it because the layup was missed by Lyons, and Nyberg will have the rebound. Golden opportunity missed there, and at the other end, Poss throws it up, and he is fouled. Shot won't go, and the foul is on Calvin Ott. That'll be his first. And two free throws coming up here for the St. Paul Wildcats. Lewis Poss trying to catch his breath. And we're ready to shoot two free throws. Poss with 4 points, five boards. This will be his first free throw attempt. And it is on the way and too strong. Into the ball game, Brian Gay and Isaac Stone for St. Paul. And here comes Nick Stein and Matt Overmiller in for Adams Central. 4:09 to go in the first half. 18-17 Adams Central. The Patriots 14-1. St. Paul 13-2. A great matchup. Free throw is up and in. So Poss gets 1 of 2, and he has 5 points. And we're tied at 18. Into the front court comes Adams Central. Driving into the paint is Zach Hunt. The shot is up, no good. The rebound is brought down by Lewis Poss. That'll be his sixth of the ball game. And Poss will bring it into the front court. Lewis stops at the volleyball line, gets Stone on a back cut, gives it off to Gay. All kinds of people in the air, and Gay will take the shot, no good. Adams Central did a great job of covering everybody there, and Nick Stein has the rebound, and he's fouled from behind. That'll be the fourth foul on St. Paul. And it's going to go on Casey Poss, his first. 3:40 to go before halftime. Our scoring has slowed down considerably. We are tied at 18. And off the inbounds, nothing going for Adams Central. They'll just hold the ball. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Tom Schlecken. Going to take a 30. I think he thought about taking a full. And the way the offense is going, he might have been able to think about doing that. But he wants to make a quick adjustment with 3:35 to go in the first half. We're tied at 18, back in 30.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you High School Hoops. Had the girls last night, the boys tonight, and all four games tomorrow. And off the timeout, Adams Central takes a quick three with Zach Hunt. It does not go at the top of the key, and Brian Gay has the rebound. Casey Poss into the corner to Lewis Poss. Lewis will just hold the ball, left corner, and Brady Barrett will kind of stare him down. Still holding the ball. Now he just throws the three up, and it's no good. St. Paul not moving without the ball right now, and Calvin Ott will get the rebound. We mentioned that in the first quarter. At the other end, we got a charge. Taking the charge down low, Brian Gay. The charge will be called on Zach Hunt. That'll be the first foul on Zach and the sixth team foul. for Adams Central. Still 18-18. 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Up the floor they come. Lewis Poss on the right wing, all the way to over the left corner to Stone. Stone back up to Casey Poss, trying to spread this Adams Central man-to-man, but St. Paul is just standing around. That's the only thing we can tell you, folks. They're just standing around waiting for the man with the ball to make something happen. Now they almost steal it, and Poss gets the ball back, goes underneath to Townsend, and Townsend will lay it up and in. St. Paul regains the lead 20-18. But again, Adams Central's defense was good. They nearly stole it, and then when they didn't, they lost their man. And at the other end, same story, near steal. They drive in. The layup is no good. The rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. His seventh board underneath the shot, no good. Stone rebound. Isaac back up and in. 6 points and three rebounds here in the first half for Isaac Stone. Back-to-back buckets in St. Paul, leading it 22-18. A three-pointer for Nick Stein, unguarded. He'll put it up, no good. And Poss with another rebound, even with some contact down low. Lewis is able to hold him off. Into the front court, the Wildcats looking for a shot. Poss makes his way to the hoop, but the finger roll won't go this time. A lot of one-on-one over Miller with a rebound. Matt stops the top of the key, off on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound. Calvinott puts it back up and in. 22-20, St. Paul, a minute and a half to go, second quarter, and they want a timeout here for the Wildcats, a 30-second timeout. We've got the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up, but right now St. Paul has the ball at a 22-20 lead on KKPR.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
A minute and 24 away from halftime. Don't forget, more basketball next week. And then we get into sub-districts. And, of course, next week, high school wrestling heads into their district tournaments. We will have district wrestling, we will have the Power 99 Wrestling Rally, and we'll head to state in 2 weeks for all of the action. 2 weeks from tonight, the state semifinals, as always, right here on KKPR. The best coverage in the Tri-Cities is right here. A minute 20 now to go here in the first half, and St. Paul throws the basketball away and then got it back. Adams Central, Brady Barrett, didn't quite get up the floor and had it knocked away. So good recovery there by St. Paul, and the Wildcats will hang on to the basketball. Isaac Stone will take the inbounds pass, walking across the timeline against the Patriot man-to-man, which has been pretty darn good tonight. They'll try to lob it into Lewis Poss. He's double-teamed, but the steal is made by Zach Hunt. Sixth turnover for the Wildcats, and up the floor for a three-pointer. It's on the way and in by Brady Barrett, his second three of the ball game. And it's 23-22. Adams Central back up by one. St. Paul basketball. Wildcats with 45 seconds to go in the half. Stone trying to get it to Gay. They can't connect. Ball turned over. And Adams Central will have it in the backcourt. Handling the basketball is going to be Nate Arlt. Arlt will kick it back out, and they're going to hold it for one. Zach Hunt just holding the ball at midcourt. Checks with his coaching staff. Tom Schlechter, of course, Zach Foster, who has been the coach at Donovan Trumbull for a long time, now an assistant at Adams Central. So it looks like Adams Central is going to have the lead at the half, 23-22 Patriots, and they're just holding the ball, waiting for the last shot. St. Paul is going to let them. 10 seconds now, and here we go. Zach Hunt starts the slow dribble. Calls for the screen from Connor Lyons. 5 seconds on the right side. Arlt. Arlt cut off by Brian Gay, and out of bounds it goes off the foot of St. Paul with 1 second. So good defense there. Good defense by St. Paul. Adams Central's got 1 second to get a shot away. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Stein is going to throw it in. So they'll be looking for just a quick shot. Here we go. Looks like they'll be fading away and they won't get it away. It's stolen away by Poss, and that is the end of the first half of play. Boys semifinal number two of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament at halftime. It is the Adams Central Patriots 23 and the St. Paul Wildcats 22. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this break on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and St. Paul.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie, along with all the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. As we are at halftime of our second boys semifinal tonight, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, the score is Adams Central 23 and St. Paul 22. In the Fort Kearney Conference at the half, it is 46-23. Overton leading SEM in that game, currently on ESPN 1460. Randy Bushcutter has all the action in that boys' semifinal. Good crowd on hand here tonight, and squeezing in to talk to us about the first game this evening will be the head coach of the victorious Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic. They win it tonight by a score of 51-40. Balanced attack tonight. Sean Payne did not miss a field goal, 13 points. John Klosterman, 12. Connor Baronic, 11. Kearney Catholic was led by Drew Butler with 16 and Matt Bowman with 11. And as we talked about with Coach Leith after the game, Paul, this was a lot different than the first time you two met.
Yeah, you know, we feel like, you know, if people want to run with us, we've got a pretty good chance to it. But as far as the game and so forth, but tonight defense was the name of the game. And Kearney Catholic really showed it. And I thought the two Bs for Kearney Catholic really stepped up tonight. Butler and Bowman, just outstanding. Inside, outside, they did what they had to do, and, you know, they really did a good job of defensive rebounding, too, because I thought we could get some offensive boards, and they just held us in check most of the night.
Is that what you expected coming in tonight?
Yeah, you know, that was one of our one of the main three goals, hit the O-glass, you know, and send four, you know. But they took care of all four. You know, we just didn't even, either there was no effort or was boxed out, or maybe they got boxed out once and then just quit the effort. So, and the other thing we want to do is try to guard the three on them. And for the most part, we did a decent job with that. And but they're tough, you know. And then they got to driving and hitting Bowman at the post, and you know he's tough too.
As usual, when we talk about the way that you guys get things done in a defensive game, and we have to preface this by saying the 51 points is your second lowest output of the year,
right?
And so it was a great defensive effort, but spurts,
yes,
spurts, spurts, spurts. Just when it looks like somebody's got you in trouble. It's not two, it's not four, it's six, seven, right. 8 points. And you had one at the end of the game, and you had one there in the second quarter that really turned things around.
Right, and, you know, that's all we could ask for. Is to, we wanted to maintain, I guess, and we did maintain. And then we just hit some timely shots, I thought. You know, we had Sean Payne slice down the middle for a layup and a transition, and that's what he does. And, you know, and I think a couple of threes we hit that were timely, you know, maybe after one they had. And, you know, we wanted to stretch it. We just never felt like, you know, Shermer and I were looking at each other going, God, you know, we could have had a chance to stretch this a long way. It was 26-18, you know, for a long time. And, you know, we could have made some noise there. And, again, a lot of the credit goes to Kearney Catholic and their defense and their kids.
Well, we continue again as we watch you play, get healthier, and more of the kids that didn't play early, like a Sean Payne, like a John Klosterman, you're starting to see them have bigger games. And it wasn't just Sean to slash it. As we said, he was 6-6 from the field and made one free throw. There was a couple of times he ran the floor and picked up the garbage after the guards did what they do. They usually don't miss those layups.
No.
They missed a couple tonight because of the defense. And He's not lollygagging back here waiting for the defense on the other side. He's hustling down there.
You know, if you watch one guy on the court ever, Sean Payne, 44 in blue, he will hustle from one end to the other, checking in, checking out, and he's a great leader that way. And, yeah, you know, we've made a big deal about our guys following layups because we've missed a lot in practice, too, and I just go ballistic there. You know, what do you guys, you know, why aren't you following? You know what we do. We don't make them all. So go get them and get the rebounds, you know. So Sean, you know, just really stepped it. I was really proud of him. He didn't even start for us, you know. So, but he's the kind of kid that just didn't get the job done and his team win, and that's what we have.
Well, you're going to play the winner of this game, either Adams Central or St. Paul, and tell me what you have seen here in the first half.
Well, I see two pretty good teams that maybe we should just forfeit. You know? I don't know. Maybe we should just go home and say, hey, somebody else win it. And they're really good teams. They've got great athletes, great scorers, and this is another slugfest here where nobody's really separating themselves, and one team kind of gets a chance when the other team answers. They both are very, you know, quick on their defense. Both teams are really, you know, good about getting the lane. You know, you got Louis Potts on one end who just a slasher and a half. And then you got Alt right here that could just, you know, get through everybody. And, you know, then you sprinkle around some shooters for AC, that's trouble. You know, you sprinkle around Gay outside for St. Paul, and he's trouble, you know. So they're tough.
You have not played either one because you still have to play both of these teams.
Yeah, the good news is we get to play one and play one again next week. So I don't know scheduling from Bulgaria or something, you know. Let's see if we can just really pound the Ravana at the end of the year. But we feel like, and we talk about a lot, that gets us tournament tested. And, you know, to be honest with you, last year we ended up winning it, and then we lost to these two teams the following week. So we were a little bit in check and in turmoil, but it did teach us some things. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to play for, I think, our seventh out of eighth year in the finals or something like that. I don't know, it's just, I'm sure everybody's really happy about hearing that.
Well,
I'm sure. The Blue Jays.
It's a heck of a run, and we look forward to a good championship game again tomorrow. And, Paul, congratulations on your 16th win of the year.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. You know, I need to be reminded what happens here. And, you know, the bottom line is winners move on in this and get to play in the championships. And we feel like we've got a nice tournament team, and this is just one of the top tournaments around, Lou Platt, no doubt about it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the coverage.
We'll take a break. Be back in 1 minute here at half.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A quick look at our first half numbers here for St. Paul. Brandon Nyberg, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Posh, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Isaac Stone, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Lewis Posh, 5 points, 8 rebounds. Brian Gay, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Townsend has 2 points. 13 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers. For Adams Central, Matt Overmiller has a rebound. Nate Arlt, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Brady Barrett has 6 points. Nick Stein has 1 rebound. Zach Hunt has 5 points and 1 rebound. 2 rebounds and a block shot for Connor Lyons, and Calvin Ott, 6 points and 3 rebounds. 13 points in the first quarter, 10 of the second at the half for Adams Central. They have 23 points, 12 rebounds. They are 0 of 1 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting, they have hit 3 of 14, 1 block, 5 turnovers. And Adams Central at the half has a 23-22 lead. We'll get to the second half after this. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Adams Central will get the ball to start the second half, and they'll take a three on the left wing. It's up no good that time from Connor Lyons. And Lewis Poss is in there for his ninth rebound. And St. Paul has a chance to take the lead on their first possession here of the second half. 23-22 Adams Central. Casey Poss, head and shoulder fake, drive to the paint, kicks it out to Stone for the three-pointer. It's too strong. Nate Arnold has the rebound, and here he comes coast-to-coast, dishes it off to Ott, the trailer, who lays it up and in. 8 points now for Calvin Ott. Only four players have scored for Adams Central. Three of them had six in the first half in Ott, Barrett, and Arnold. 25-22, Lewis Poss drives, draws the double team, gives it off to Townsend, and Townsend lays it over the rim and in for his second bucket, 25-24. Fast break the other way, Adams Central reverses it left side, Arlt fadeaway, tough jumper, it's off the mark, offensive rebound put back up and will not go. How about a second offensive rebound? Nowhere to go here, and a timeout for Adams Central. Good heads-up play by Zach Hunt. After Connor Lyons kept it alive, he was about a millisecond away from a three-second call. And we're going to have a full-length timeout taken by Adams Central because that's all they've got left. 6:46 to go, third quarter. It's 25-24. Adams Central leads St. Paul. We're back in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And back to basketball here on KKPR. As Adams Central has the ball out of the timeout. They have just two timeouts remaining. St. Paul has four. And the Patriots working here against this St. Paul zone defense. They extended 2-3, and with it out top is Zach Hunt. Top of the key, looks at the three, gives it to Arnold. Good ball fake, ran right into Poss, nearly walked. Ball's batted away, and St. Paul comes out of there with it anyway. That'll be the first turnover of the half, and it goes against Adams Central. Into the front court, Lewis Poss, back cut to Townsend, and Townsend scores. Brady found his way through the paint, and St. Paul back up by one. 26-25, Cats off back-to-back buckets. 6 minutes to go. Quarter number three, trying to set up for a three-pointer. It's on the way by Adams Central's Zach Hunt. Won't go. Rebound, Casey Poss. Poss has to slow it up without numbers and gives it to Stone. Left wing, trying to take Ott to the hoop. He'll stop and kick it out to Gay. Gay falls down on the baseline and lost the basketball. Picked up by Barrett. Eighth turnover for St. Paul. And now Arlt dribbles it off his foot and tries to get around Poss. Picks it back up. A little trouble here for Nick, and now he brings it all the way to the paint. Leaner is no good on the shot, and Lewis Poss, who made him shoot it over him, gets the board. 10th rebound for Lewis, out ahead to Stone in the front court. Isaac double-team, lost his dribble, and calls timeout. So timeout on the floor here for St. Paul, as both teams have had a little trouble getting the ball into the open court. So with 5:20 to go, third quarter, it's St. Paul 26, Adams Central 25. We'll be right back.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Tournament is on ESPN 1460. And at the half, Overton was all over SEM, 46-23. Axtell won earlier tonight over Eustace Farnham. Right now, we're looking to see who will play Ravenna in the finals of the Lou Platt. Ravenna beat Kearney Catholic 51-40. Stone comes into the lane, has his shot blocked by Connor Lyons. Taken back, and the three-pointer in the corner by Casey Poss is no good. Ball is batted around, and coming out of there with it is going to be Brady Barrett. Barrett loses the handle, and then they throw it right back. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Adams Central gets it down low. Double pump Connor Lyons, and Connor with his first bucket of the ball game to make sure the defense flew by him. 27-26 Adams Central. We've seen a lot of guys get open because the ball isn't being controlled very well. Brian Gay into the paint, fade away from 10. That's an air ball. And a nice save there by Casey Poss. He'll throw it off the foot of an Adams Central Patriot and out of bounds. So it will stay with St. Paul. Not much of a flow to the game here in the third quarter. Now they change the call here. They're going to give it to Adams Central. I think they're going to say evidently Poss was standing out of bounds when he made the play. So it'll be Adams Central ball. 27-26, Patriots by one. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Working against that matchup zone here. Into the corner, taking a three-pointer, and nailing the three, Connor Lyons. So back-to-back buckets by Lyons, and it's 30-26. Four-point lead here for Adams Central. Coach Tom Schlechta, so active, always standing, trying to get his kids where he wants them to be, especially defensively. And knows that they have just made a nice little run, and Adams Central, with their biggest lead of the whole game, they're up by four. Poss brings it up slowly right side on the wing, working one-on-one against the man-to-man. Skip pass to Nyberg all the way in the left-hand corner. He gets rid of it quickly to Gay. Brian Gay puts the ball on the floor with the left hand. Goes nowhere. Cut off there. Needs some help. Lyons with a good defense. To the baseline, Stone. Up top, Nyberg. Open three. Brandon fires. It's too strong. Long rebound, pulled out of there by Adams Central. Up ahead, the ball is knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by Adams Central. Jake Fowler had the rebound, now underneath to Stein. Stein no good, he slots the ball out of there. Ends up in the hands of Zach Hunt. Into the corner for three, it's up and in. Three-point bucket by Adams Central, and timeout on the floor. Brady Barrett hits his third three. It is an 8-0 run by the Patriots. Timeout, St. Paul. 3:25 to go in the third quarter of play. Adams Central 33, St. Paul 26.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
So both teams have just two timeouts remaining with 3:25 to go in the basketball game, and Adams Central is on an 8-0 run and up by 7, 33-26. A couple of threes in there have helped spark that run. St. Paul with basketball, posting up Poss. He spins, runs into the double team, but hits it to go off the glass. And Lewis Poss with his first bucket of the second half. 33-28. Poss with 7 points in the ball game, and that actually leads the team in scoring right now. Townsend has six. Stone has six. At the other end, the jumper is up. Won't go that time. Rebound brought down by Poss. Lewis trying to get up the floor. With folks behind him, he'll slow down. Keeps the dribble, though. Comes to the right side of the key, forces the action, put it up and in, but they're going to wave it off. Say that the foul happened before. Poss made a great move. That'll count at the next level, but not here. And the foul is called on Nick Stein. His second. It's the first foul on either team here in the half. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Out to Gay. He's been pretty quiet. Brian, long three-pointer off the iron and goes over the backboard and out of bounds. St. Paul is 1 of 10 beyond the arc so far tonight. Adams Central is 5 of 19. So there have been plenty of threes put up. 33-28, Patriots by 5. Off the dribble, here comes Zach Hunt into the paint, kicks it out, Stein, three-pointer all the way around and out, no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in for Zach Hunt. He'll be fouled. And the foul will be called on Lewis Poss, his second. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play is Zach Hunt. He's got 7 points now in the ball game. Connor Lyons comes in, and Stein will check out. 35-28. And the free throw is up and in. It's an 8-point lead as Adams Central has held St. Paul to 6 points so far in this quarter. Let's see if they get things turned around. Riley Peters has checked in. Up top, Nyberg. Over to Stone. Backside, they get it to Gay. Immediately double-teamed. Trying to work off the pick. Now he makes a nice move to the hoop. Double clutch and up. No good, but he'll be fouled. And Gay will go to the line to shoot two. So Brian Gay makes his first trip to the charity stripe. The foul is called on Matt Overmiller, his second. And the first free throw is up and in. 6 points now for Brian. The first five were in the first quarter. A score update for you here in just a second. But first, Brian Gay's second free throw. In and out, off the glass and back in. So Gay hits them both. 36-30 Adams Central in the Fort Kearney Conference at the end of three. It is Overton 57 and SEM 44, so they've cut the 23-point lead down to 13 going to the fourth. There's a three-pointer. Barrett hits another one. You can't leave him alone. Four threes tonight for Brady Barrett, and it's 39-30 Adams Central. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. Stone into the front court to Peters in the left-hand corner. One dribbling up top to Poss. Poss guarded by Zach Hunt, who's played so well tonight. In fact, Zach Hunt hit that last three, not Brady Barrett. Here's Isaac Stone driving in, missed a short jumper. Rebound brought down by Connor Lyons. So Zach Hunt was 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game. Into the front court, looking at another three, Hunt. And he hit it! Zach Hunt feeling it. And it's a 12-point lead for Adams Central with a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Riley Peters up the floor with it. And the ball picked out of his pocket by Jake Fowler. Fowler to the other end. The layup is good. And Coach Rick Peters didn't want to call a timeout with a minute 20, but he may. He's only got two remaining. 44-30, Adams Central dominating this third quarter. Riley Peters looking inside, nothing there. Poss up top, fakes the three, got his man in the air, and there he drew the foul. Good play by Lewis Poss. And the foul will be called on Zach Hunt, his second. And free throws coming up for Poss. He's 1 of 2 at the line. 7 points, 11 rebounds so far for Lewis Poss. And the first free throw is on the way and no good. Here's Casey Poss and Townsend into the ball game for St. Paul. Adams Central has outscored St. Paul 21-8 here in quarter number three. Second free throw now for Lewis Poss. And it is on the way and it is no good. And the rebound, well, we got a foul. Brandon Nyberg's going to be over the back. His first. Second team foul of the half. Against St. Paul, 13-2. Their losses are to Adams Central and Minden, both state-rated. Adams Central, 14-1. Their only loss is to Grand Island Central Catholic. And Adams Central ranked 8th in Class B. St. Paul is 8th in C1. 1 minute to go here in quarter number 3, and Adams Central trying to add to their lead even more, up 14. Against the zone, they've hit some threes. 4 three-pointers in this quarter for the Patriots, and Coach Tom Schlechter says, let's just hold on to the ball. They're going to try and waste the last minute here, and Coach Rick Peters is going to have his kids sit there and let them do it. Maybe catch a rest for the fourth quarter And Adams Central has been able to use a few more players in this ball game off the bench. So Adams Central is going to have a commanding lead going into the fourth quarter. 44-30 the score. And the Patriots just dribbling the ball. Holding on to it is going to be Zach Hunt. 10 seconds. Still just messing around out there with 7 seconds. Hunt off the pick, comes to the right side, lowers his shoulder, puts it up, and draws the foul on St. Paul. Looks like it's going to go against Brady Townsend. Just use his speed to get the job done. Townsend with his first personal foul. It'll be a non-shooting foul. 3 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And Nick Stein is going to come in for Adams Central. Patriots will take it out underneath their own hoop with 3 seconds. Looking underneath, not there. Now the bounce pass off of Arl Tanz. Chased away. Paz steals it away. Fires it to the other end. And that's the end of the quarter. So at the end of three quarters of play in the boys' semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, it is now Adams Central 44 and St. Paul 30. We're back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Doug Duda back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. We go to the fourth quarter. St. Paul has the ball, but they've got a lot of work to do. They're down 44-30. Paz drives in, immediately gets it to Townsend, and the set play to start the second or the fourth quarter works, and now they put some full-court pressure on. And a timeout call by Adams Central. They've only got one left, so in 12 seconds, St. Paul scores and forces the Patriots to call a timeout. I think they might have panicked a little bit right there as St. Paul decided they were going to use some pressure for the first time, and so now they're going to change things up with Coach Tom Schlechtis. So let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And out of the Adams Central timeout, it will be Patriot basketball. They throw over the top to break the press. Barrett's going to put the three-pointer up. It's off the front of the iron, no good, but a long rebound comes out to Connor Lyons, and they'll reset and have another opportunity to score here. Adams Central is now 7 for 22 in this basketball game. Adams Central is going to hold the ball. They're going to make St. Paul come out and play a man. Now they start to move the ball as St. Paul overplays their zone, trying to trap the ball. Nate Arnold steps through and gets fouled. Foul is going to be on Casey Poss. That'll be his second. And Adams Central will get the ball here at midcourt. Arnold will throw it in. Gives it off to Brady Barrett. 44-32 Patriots. First minute of the fourth quarter, and Arnold almost got his feet tangled up again. They're getting dangerous. The ball stolen away by Casey Poss, and then Arnold undercut him. And the foul on Nate Arnold will be his second. 9 turnovers for Adams Central. 10 for St. Paul. Each team has four fouls in this second half. So St. Paul gets the ball, and they'll throw it into Isaac Stone. Trying to get off to a good start in the fourth quarter of the Cats, who trail by 14. Stone back up top. They'll go to Lewis Poss. Double team. Ball knocked away from behind, but Gay picks it up. Ryan can't get a shot. Back to Casey Poss. Doesn't pull the trigger on the three. Looking for the back cut. Stone knocked away again. And finally, Arlt steals the ball. Has an uncontested layup and scores. Big steal and bucket there for Nate Arlt. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 46-32. St. Paul brings the ball into the front court. They're not getting a lot of good looks. Down to Lewis Poss. Double teamed. Wraps around that double team. Puts it up and in on the baseline. Good speed move by Lewis Poss, and they may try to do that every time. And Lewis goes to the line. 9 points in the ball game, but he's 1 of 4 from the line. Fouls on Brady Barrett, his second. Poss, saw him earlier this year, struggled at the line a little bit. Let's see if he can find a way to hit a few. This one is up and no good. Tries to get his own rebound. Does, and called the timeout. Uh-oh, Adam Central's not going to like that. They're going to say he didn't have possession, and a timeout going to be called, and they'll have one remaining. So a good save there by Lewis Poss. Instead of just trying to throw it back in underneath the hoop, he called timeout in the air, and the Adam Central coach is saying, I didn't think you could do that anymore, kind of a rule change. I don't know if that's the case at the high school level. So there's only one timeout left for each team. 6:20 to go in the basketball game. It is Adams Central 46, St. Paul 34. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Back at Coke Gymnasium, as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As we continue on with the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, we're back here tomorrow at 2, Girls Consolation, Wood River Adams Central. Boys Consolation, the loser of this game will take on Kearney Catholic at 4. Girls Championship, Kearney Catholic and Centura at 6. The winner of this plays Ravenna, the Boys Championship game at 8. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, same schedule tomorrow in Holdridge, can be heard on ESPN 1460 starting at 2. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. They get it to Townsend, and the slasher puts it up and in. Brady's got 10 points in the ball game. 46-36, still plenty of time to go. Adams Central by 10. Into the front court to Stein. A little bump in there with Townsend. They go into their four corners, and a three-pointer by Barrett, and he didn't make that one. And flying through the air, a foul called on St. Paul. Flying through the air, Zach Hunt. He just about left everybody on the floor. He got way up in the air. I mean, that's like NBA stuff. And Adams Central will throw it in, trying to set up another three. Zach Hunt will put it up. It's no good, but another offensive rebound. This one for Connor Lyons, and it's taken away from him. Up the floor, Lewis Poss. He carried it. Adams Central got back to kind of trap him at midcourt, and he tried to leap over him and carry the basketball. So Adams Central will get it right back. 12 turnovers for St. Paul. 10 turnovers for Adams Central unofficially. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you here on KKPR, coaches, interviews, and more. So stay with us. Adams Central basketball going against this aggressive zone-trapping defense here. Stein takes it to the baseline. He'll lay it up. No good. Brian Gay with the defense. The ball is loose. Stein on the floor. And a timeout. That's it for Adams Central, though. The ball's covered there by Calvin Ott. And called the timeout, and Adams Central is now out of timeouts. 5:29 to go in the game, and it is still 46-36. Adams Central will be back in 1 minute.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Again, a big thank you to all the folks here at Kearney Catholic. Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the gang. Adams Central out of the timeout. Gives it to Ault. He'll drive right down the middle of the lane. He stepped through the double team. And the finger roll is in. 10 points for Nate. 48-36. Casey Poss the other end. Stopped in the right-hand corner. Fires it into the lane. And it's ricocheted out of bounds by Calvin Ott. Just packing it in the paint there. And a good job here by Adams Central, not allowing him to get much done. 48-36, St. Paul underneath their own hoop. Townsend's got an open look at a three. It got it. What a game for Brady Townsend. He's got 7 of the quarter and 13 of the game. 48-39 for the sophomore. Trying to keep St. Paul around. Now Arlt, same thing. No-look pass charge. Oh, yeah. He ran over Isaac Stone. Isaac Stone was set. And a charging foul on Nate Arlt. He just fired down the middle of the paint and then flipped it back over his head. He had a teammate sitting right there, but ran him over. So the third foul on Nate, sixth team foul on Adams Central. So St. Paul was down 14. They've cut it to 9. They have the ball. 5 minutes to go in the game. Big possession for the Cats. Isaac Stone on the right wing. Gives it up to Townsend at the top of the circle. Very aggressive man-to-man. Down to Lewis Poss, one-on-one, spins towards the hoop, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. Rolling the hip out there that time was back cut. And remember, Adams Central has no timeouts. They cannot stop the momentum by calling a timeout here. And Lewis Poss has 11 points, but he is not good at the free throw line. Hate to say that, but it's the case tonight. And the second foul on Zach Hunt. 48-41. Poss at the line. The free throw is up. There we go. Lewis Poss hits it. 12 in the game for Poss. 48-42. St. Paul cuts it to 6. Full court pressure. They get the ball to Hunt. Hunt up the right side. Scoop pass into the corner. It's dropped out of bounds. Low pass, and Connor Lyons couldn't grab it. Third turnover of the quarter for Adams Central. And Coach Tom Schlechter trying to get his troops fired up, but they seem a little disoriented. We may see him go to the bench to try and give them just a little 30-second breather each. 48-42, Isaac Stone has the ball for St. Paul. Stone, 5-second count on. He'll give it off to Casey Poss at the top of the circle. Casey covered there by Arlt. He has shut him down tonight. Casey trying to get some room, kicks it back out to Brady Townsend. Townsend at midcourt gives it to Stone. Stone to the high post, down into the lane, a little leaner, up and in by Isaac Stone, his first points of the half, and we got a four-point game, not even midway through the fourth quarter. 48-44, Adams Central in the backcourt, trying to make it across the timeline is Hunt. He does give it off to Nate Arnold. On the left wing, they go to Hunt. Hunt, double team, long skip pass, right side. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Barrett buries it. Big three for Brady Barrett. He's got four in the game. And the lead is now back up to 7. That is a huge shot. Poss up the floor. Underneath, Townsend's open, but he missed the layup. And then a foul as he got tied up with Arlt. And they both come down hard. And Townsend is going to have to shake it off a little bit. For Brady, that'll be his second personal foul. And just simply got the arms tied up with Nate Arlt. It'll be team foul number 6 on St. Paul. So no free throws yet. And Adams Central will have the basketball. Up 51-44, coast to coast, another charge. Zach Hunt right down the lane. Two officials called it. I don't know if they had the same call, but the first one was a charge on Zach. And the ball goes back over to St. Paul. Again, Adams Central's out of timeout. St. Paul has one remaining. 3:30 to go in the game. 51-44 Adams Central. The Patriots were up 14 to start the quarter. And with the ball, Brian Gay trying to set a pick over here. Lewis Potts. A lot of hand checking going on right now by Adams Central, and Gay will pull it back out. 3:15 to go. Potts has it, but well outside the lane. Lewis kicks it up top. Stone. Isaac for three, and he got it. Isaac Stone with 11 points in the ball game, and he answers the Adams Central three with one of his own. We're back down to four. The ball stolen away. Potts missed the short jumper, and now we have got a foul called on Adams Central. Potts stole the ball, missed the layup, but was fouled. And Lewis Potts will go to the line and shoot two. 51-47, the foul is on Nate Arlt. That's his fourth. 2:58 to go here in the basketball game. And Potts to the line to shoot two. A chance to cut it to two. The first free throw is up and good. Potts hits the free throw. 51-48. Second free throw now for Potts with 2:58 to go in the game. On the way, and he crossed the line. Yeah, good call there by Brooksy Wells. He knew he missed the free throw and took off after it right away. And it's no good. That's a violation. It'll be Adams Central ball. But the big picture here, as Potts kind of comes up limping, I think he got stepped on. The big picture is the 14-point lead for Adams Central is down to three. Adams Central's out of timeout. Still 2:54 to go in the game. Nine fouls on Adams Central, six on St. Paul. So both teams are shooting free throws. 2:50 to go in this ball game. The winner gets Ravenna. 51-40 winner over Kearney Catholic. Here they break the press down low. Overmiller open. He'll put the jumper up and in for his first bucket of the ball game. A much-needed hoop for the Patriots. 53-48. 2:40 to go in the contest. Brian Gay brings it up. Man-to-man. That's what Adams Central does. Gay, a little stutter dribble crossover from the right wing. Doesn't get anywhere. Still dribbling. Backs it back out. Just kind of sagging on him is Connor Lyons. Into the corner to Townsend. Townsend dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. He was deep in the corner and didn't know how to get out of there. The sophomore has had a great game tonight. Got the ball in a spot he didn't want it. And Adams Central will get it back. Third turnover of the quarter on St. Paul. Arlt in the backcourt. Jump pass over the timeline finds Connor Lyons. Adams Central would like to use a little clock here. And they spread the floor. Arlt at midcourt puts the ball on the floor. There's a reach-in foul on Lewis Potts. That'll be his third, and it will put Adams Central at the line. Nate goes to the line to shoot a one-and-one. 2:06 remains in the contest. 53-48. Adams Central with the lead, and a one-and-one. Again, St. Paul and Adams Central played to a four-point Adams Central win earlier this year. Free throw Arlt is in. Nate with 5 in the quarter, 11 in the ball game. 54-48. 2:06 to go. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we're all done. Second free throw for Arlt is on the way, and it's right through there. So Nate hits them both. 55-48. St. Paul brings the ball up the floor. They're 2 of 11 from three-point land tonight. They hit the last one they shot with Isaac Stone, and he's got the ball. Right wing one-on-one. Still dribbling, gives it off to Gay, forces the three, and it wedges between the rim and the glass. It's a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Adams Central. We saw this when St. Paul was in the game against Minden. They started forcing three-pointers when they didn't need to, and that was just an off-balance three. So now they're back on defense against Adams Central. Zach Hunt, bounce pass in the paint, trying to get the short jumper. It's missed in there by Connor Lyons, and then a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on St. Paul. Isaac Stone with his second. And to the line to Connor Lyons. And he'll shoot a one and one. I believe a one and one. Takes a lot of time with the line, and Connor will put it up and in. From the free throw line, Adams Central had only shot two coming into the fourth quarter. They're 3 of 3 now at the line in the fourth, and they've built the lead back up to 8 after it was down to 3. Second free throw also good, and now it's a 9-point game. 57-48. Six straight points here for Adams Central. Isaac Stone brings the ball up for St. Paul. Stone to the top of the key. Off to Townsend. Brady up top to Casey Poss. Everything outside the arc. Casey on the dribble. Gives it to Lewis Poss. A little too much hooking in there on the screen. And they're going to call the foul on St. Paul. Lewis Poss got tangled up. And when he got tangled up, he apparently tried to shove the Patriot off of him. And Poss is going to be called for the foul. That is his fourth. And Adams Central ball. Because it was an offensive foul, it will not be free throws. And the ball knocked out of Arl Tanz, and Poss has just fouled out of the game. Lewis Poss just fouled out of the game. Coach Rick Peters now is going to have a little something to say to the official. He didn't say anything last time, and official Randy Kissinger, who's had a lot of his games, they know each other pretty well, is going to let him vent. Going to let him vent a little bit right here. And now they'll sub in Riley Peters. So Lewis Poss will foul out of the ball game tonight with 1:25 remaining in the contest. He had 6 points here in the quarter. He finishes with a great night, 13 points and 12 rebounds. At the line is Nate Arlt to shoot two. That's the 10th foul. The first one is on the way and in. Well, kind of a classic case of just too big of a deficit to come back from, and St. Paul used all their energy trying to catch up. Adams Central got their second win, and they're hitting their free throws down the stretch as Arlt will put the second one up and in. 6-for-6 at the line here in the quarter for Adams Central, and the lead back to 11 with a minute 25 to go. 59-48. Brian Gay with it, looking to shoot the three. Can't shake his man. Again, St. Paul kind of not getting much going off the ball. Now Stone drives in. He'll put the jumper up. It's blocked. It's blocked and taken away by Zach Hunt. And Adams Central's going to win this ball game. A minute to go as they try to play keep away here from St. Paul. With it is Connor Lyons. Lyons gets it to Hunt. St. Paul not fouling yet. Waiting for him to make a move. Hunt dishes it off right side over Miller. The shot is blocked by Stone. Picked back up by the Patriots. Blocked again by Stone. St. Paul has it. Riley Peters pushes the ball up the middle of the floor. Kicks it out for the three. The trailer Gay on the way and good. Brian Gay hits the three-pointer. But will it be too little too late? Just 35 seconds left. Baseball pass to the other end. Adams Central will not attack. And there's the foul. So after the made three, St. Paul will foul. But there's just 28 seconds remaining in the ball game. So at the line, after the foul was called on Casey Poss, will be Connor Lyons. Lyons to shoot two. Casey Poss out of the ball game, and Brandon Nyberg is going to check in. Misco Sports postgame show is on the way, so stay with us here on KKPR. And the free throw is on the way, and no good. Second free throw coming up now for Connor Lyons. It is on the way, and it is good. The Lyons hits 1-2, 60-51. Brian Gay takes the inbounds pass. Not a lot of time left here. 25 seconds. Takes an NBA three. It's way off the mark that time. Rebound brought down by Brady Barrett. And he's trying to dribble out the time here. Up the floor with 15 seconds. St. Paul goes for the steal. Can't get it. 12 seconds to go. And a foul will be called on Riley Peters. His first and a chance for a couple of more points here for Adams Central. Coach Tom Schlecht is going to clear his bench with 10 seconds left. And at the line will be Zach Hunt. So St. Paul had to play catch-up the whole quarter. They got it to three, and now it's as close as they could get as the free throw is up and in for Zach. He's got 15 points. Into the ball game for Adams Central, Zach Kirkgaard, Micah Lindblad, Ashton Dirks, Zach Hollister. Waiting to check in is Jake Fowler. Second free throw up and in, and Fowler will check. 10 seconds remain. Adams Central 62, St. Paul 51. And Adams Central's done a good job here tonight as Brian Gay takes the inbounds pass. Gay across the timeline, forces the three. The leaner is on the way off the front of the iron. No good. Ball is batted out of bounds. And it'll be St. Paul ball. 1 second left. Adams Central will go to 15-1. St. Paul losing to the Patriots for the second time, go to 13-3. And Riley Peters' shot at the horn is no good, and that is it. The final score here tonight, Adams Central 62, St. Paul 51. Both semifinals end up in an 11-point victory. 51 was enough in the first game for the Ravenna Blue Jays as they beat Kearney Catholic 51-40. So our four games for tomorrow are set, and we'll tell you about that and look at all the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Town team basketball, travel team for the kids. Whatever you need, Misco's has the uniform. They've got the basketballs. They've got the shorts and the T-shirts. And they've got the gear to get you from point A to point B. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, Adams Central 62 and St. Paul 51. The Wildcats did get 21 points in the last quarter, but Adams Central was able to knock down 9 free throws and had 18 points to improve to 15-1. We hope to have a chance to talk to one, if not both, coaches here in the post game. But first, we remind you you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We will take a look at the final numbers, first of all, for the St. Paul Wildcats. And as usual, pretty balanced scoring up at the top. Brandon Nyberg, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Poss, 2 points and 4 rebounds. Isaac Stone, nice night for him, 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Lewis Poss, 13 points, which tied for the team high. He had a game-high 12 rebounds. Brian Gay, 10 points, 2 rebounds. And Brady Townsend, best game of his young career, 13 points, and 11 of those were in the second half. For St. Paul, 20 rebounds in the first half, 5 in the second. Can that be true? Well, that's the numbers I have. Free throw shooting 3 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers 7 in the first half and 6 in the second half. St. Paul had 22 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half. And the Wildcats will finish tonight with 51 points, 25 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 13 turnovers. As St. Paul will fall to 13-3 on the season and play Kearney Catholic tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the consolation game. St. Paul won at Kearney Catholic back on January 14th, 65-53. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for the Adams Central Patriots after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Meshco Sports postgame show. Meshco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the final numbers now in the ballgame for the Adams Central Patriots. Jake Fowler had 2 points and one rebound. Also 2 points and one rebound for Matt Overmiller in the game. Nate Arlt, 14 points, six rebounds in the contest. Brady Barrett had 12 points and two rebounds. He hit four threes in the ball game. Nick Stein had a rebound. Zach Hunt led the team with 16 points, five rebounds, and a block. Connor Lyons, 8 points, a team-high seven rebounds, two blocks, and Calvin Ott, 8 points, four rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, most of it in the fourth quarter. They were 9 of 10. 3-point shooting, 3 of 14 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half, but all four were in the third quarter when they scored 21 points. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Patriots had 23 points at halftime, 39 in the second half. They finished with 62 points, 27 rebounds. 10 out of 12 at the free throw line, 7 of 24 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 12 turnovers. As the 8th-ranked team in Class B improves to 15-1 on the season with a 62-51 win over St. Paul, and they'll play Ravenna for the conference championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock right here on KKPR, the first meeting of the year between those two teams. Coach Rick Peters joins us here on the Meshco Sports Postgame Show, and Coach, as I read down the numbers here and wonder what happened, well, you got killed on the boards in the second half. It was a one-point game.
Yeah, we really did. We hit the boards well, I thought, the first half. And I think it was due to we were a little fresher. I think we were getting a little tired in the second half. That's no excuse not to box out. But you're right, we got hurt on the board some. I was proud of the kids, the way they came back. You know, if you're down 14 points to a team like that, things aren't looking good. And we just challenged them that fourth quarter to get the ball inside. And that's where we've got to go. We don't have a lot of speed out there when you're trying to match up with Adams Central. But the kids did well in the press, and I was surprised the press bothered them. Because we're not the quickest team, and they're very athletic and quick, but we bother them on the press. So maybe I should have did that earlier. Who knows?
Well, yeah, there's a reason you didn't do it earlier, because of the way the matchup would be. And second time you played them, they got flustered. I suppose a lot of guys haven't put that on them.
That's probably true. And, yeah, give them credit. I think they played, obviously, pretty tough defense. The only reason I got upset out there is because they tapped a couple balls from behind, and I thought were fouls, and then we tap one and get the quick call. And I don't know if they were mad at Lewis or what, but, you know, those things, we just got to tell our team we got to play that same way. If they're going to let them hand check and play rough all over the floor, we got to play that way. It's no excuse. And our kids just got to learn to do that the same way. So we'll work on that hard. We got Central Catholic coming up. They'll play the exact same way, probably even tougher, and we just got to be able to handle that.
And Adams Central came out and did what they could with Lewis Poss, like most teams do, and Brian Gay. And speaking of tough, Isaac Stone and Brady Townsend aren't the biggest kids. They're a couple of sophomores, and they got a chance to shine tonight, and they did. They combined for 24 points in the game.
Yeah, they really played really well. And Brady's first start of the year went with a little quicker lineup, obviously, due to the matchups. So he did a heck of a job, but we found him open underneath. They weren't paying much attention to him. So we did a good job of finding him. He scooped some in from underneath. And then I thought Isaac did a great job on the boards, especially the first half. He got some loose balls, put some putbacks in there. And he's a hustler, and that's where he's got to score. And he can also hit the three, as he did late in the game. So I'm proud of those two kids, and they'll help the program in the future.
Well, now you got to go an hour home and an hour back and right here again to play Kearney Catholic. You had success against him about 3 weeks ago. What's the major difference? Because their style is similar to Adams Central and maybe Class B athletes. They just got a few more of them this year. But as you get ready for the game tomorrow, your thoughts?
Well, we know Kearney Catholic, they'll try to run. They'll put their half-court, three-quarter press on and do some things there, try to get the tempo upbeat. You know, we're not a bad team running the ball. It's just better off sometimes we just come down and pound inside. We're going to have to do some of that tomorrow, and I'm sure both teams are going to be very tired. So it'll probably be a sloppy, ugly game, and it's always tough to play those consolation games, but, heck, it's another game, and you need those right now.
Well, quite a stretch here to end the season. Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, Grand Island Central Catholic is the final four games of the season. We're going to have to talk to the athletic director over there.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. And I'm the only one lucky enough in the state that, you know, you got them in your district, too. So if you are fortunate enough to win your first game of districts, then you meet GICC again. I don't know anybody that's played them twice yet this year. But I'm lucky enough to get that job. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get ready and get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for the time. Rick Peters joins us from St. Paul. We'll take a break and catch up with Tom Schleck to talk about the win right after this one-minute timeout.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. As we catch up now with the victorious coach in our second semifinal, Tom Schlecht of Adams Central. See, Tommy, Mike Will sending you over here. Well, it's such a bad deal, bro.
I tell you what, Doc, I am so honored to be here. I hope they put that in the paper, the paper guys here. Put in the paper that Coach Schlecht is so honored that Doug is going to interview him because he never covers us. He don't care. And the thing is, when he does, all he does is razz me. But I'm so – I just feel like I'm so honored to be here with you tonight.
Well, Coach, let's get past the BS and talk about the game. No, I appreciate that. I guess from what I'm used to seeing from Adams Central, this was typical Adams Central basketball. Pressure the ball, score when you can. Maybe you hit a few more threes than you have in the past years, but you got some kids that can shoot the three tonight. You nail seven of them.
Oh, we do that all the time. That's
Brady Barrett knocks down four of them.
Shoot, you haven't been covering us. Brady hit seven threes two games ago. You wouldn't know that, would you? He hit five the last game against Wood River. If you talked to Mike would have told you that, Dougie. So shoot seven threes. We might. I mean, I know Ravenna's going to guard us, so they might hold us to two tomorrow. But we might hit 10 or 12. We might hit two. Who knows?
You had a lot of possessions in the ball game.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest. First of all, I want to say that I thought that Coach Peters, did a great job because we would come into a timeout and say, okay, we got to adjust to this defense, and he switched the defense. And then we'd say, okay, we got to switch the defense or run this defense. If they're going this defense, go here. He's as good as there is at switching defenses, which creates a lot of problems for teams, especially bad coach teams like this one, where you got me running the show. Thank God I got Coach Foster, Coach Noy, Coach Lewis, and Coach Kniehans to talk to me because they kind of keep me on the level there. You can just ask anybody. I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but those guys kind of keep us going. But in any case, we got a lot of possessions because St. Paul, at the end of the day, if you play straight man on them, they're going to try and score, and we're going to try and score. And if we would have junked them and sagged in, they probably would have ran more sets. We didn't want that. We wanted the game to be up-tempo. And you saw it was good for us in the second and third quarter. And then the fourth, when they pulled the reins back and they're trapping us, it caused problems for us because when you take a thoroughbred and you rein them in, it sometimes caused issues. And the problem wasn't really what we were doing. It was more what they were doing. We were spacing it, but they were doing a good job of trapping and getting tips. And we finally adjusted and flashed and then told the guys to attack. And, you know, we usually hit free throws at the end, and we were fortunate to do that. But I thought Coach Peters and Wardeen and their staff did a great job tonight.
Yeah, in the third quarter, which was the main portion of this game that turned it around, a one-point game at half, and they made the run in the fourth quarter. But you just, after being beaten on the board first half, you really turned it around in the second half.
Beaten? I think it was almost like we were on the ground with two by – it was like Hacksaw Jim Duggan taking the two-by-four to us and just smacking us over the head. And we're bleeding – and we're waiting for the paramedic to come get us. And it wasn't one guy. It was five guys. We weren't bored. And they had seven offensive rebounds, Doug, in the first quarter. And then they got two in the second quarter, but it just seemed like they were killing us. At the second half, our stats might be off. We might be 10 boards off, but we had them with one offensive rebound in the second half. That was the difference. That was the difference.
Take a look at the way your kids played, and Nate Arlt, that's the kid that you want to have the basketball. He was so tough out there defensively, and then you got Zach Hunt, who really brought you home in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Zach Hunt played just an unbelievable second half. And, you know, you said it too. I thought Nate carried us in the first because I'm seeing here he had 4 or 5 points, and that was when we weren't scoring. And then he had 6 in the first half, and Nate scored 20 on two or three occasions this year, and then he'll score 2 and still play great. And so Nate really carried us tonight because he got us 14, and he can come out of his element and do things that you wouldn't normally think that a guy who's a defensive player and a rebounder and a stopper usually does. But he's just so fantastic at distributing, but also at finishing at the rim, and he did that tonight.
Well, and you're throwing the 4 threes by Brady. You got 3 guys in double figures. Now you come and play Ravenna first time. You're going to have to play them next week.
Yeah.
But this is for the conference title.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. And you know, we love Paul Bronick. I got to say this for my wife. My wife absolutely, she thinks Paul Bronick's the cutest coach around, you know. And so she's so excited. She wanted Don Leese to win tonight. I ain't going to lie, because we love Kearney Catholic. That's where we're from. But I hope Paul's listening, because my wife just loves Paul Bronick. So I'm going to ask him for an autograph so I can give it to her. And maybe she wants a picture with him, because she thinks he's really cute. No offense to his wife, okay. But the thing is, we kind of look the same. You know, we look like we're kind of a little cancerous and bald, you know, but cute, you know, and cuddly. And that's what PB is. So a little taller than me, but the same kind of version.
You didn't tell me one thing about getting ready for the game tomorrow, though.
No, we don't know. PB will tell you the same thing. He's going to go 4-out motion, and maybe they'll back cut once in a while, and they're going to transition, shoot some threes, and they'll press us. And we're both going to play hard and rebound. And that's basically what we're going to do. I mean, there's no real secrets. That's why we don't like to run in games 8,000 sets. We run a couple things, and because we think basketball at the end of the year comes down to this. And you know, coaches have a different philosophy. Some coaches will run 20 sets at the end of the year and be successful. That's just not what we're going to do. So we don't think it's really about that. We think it's about effort. I mean, rebounding is not about X's and O's. So when you give up 9 offensive rebounds in the first half and 1 in the second, what is it? It's effort, you know, and it's just doing the job. And 90 to 95% of basketball is that. I don't care what anybody says. It's players doing the job. And, yeah, coaches can influence that, and that's what our job is, to try and get them, inspire them, and motivate them to do those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it's not complex. You know, you move the ball around. You hope you take – you have to take good looks. You hope you do, and you hope that they go in, and you defend a little and you rebound a little. And that's what we're going
to
do.
If the game goes like a lot of people think, it may come down to some kids coming off the bench, because if it's up and down the way I think both teams want it, that 7, 8, 9 guys going to have to produce. Your guys that came in, I know Ravenna's pretty comfortable with theirs, and I think you're comfortable with your guys.
Yeah, and, you know, it was weird tonight because it wasn't like our guys coming in stroked it. You know, they didn't come in and stroke it. We got a few points off the bench, but more importantly, they defended and they rebounded and they were handling, and Jake Fowler got a big steal and went. And Nick Stein can go off and get 15-17. He's coming, you know, he's coming off the bench, and he could go score at any time. He had a 2 or 3 rattlers from the three-point line. He hit a jump shot. You know, it was a big jump shot. And so we got some firepower coming off that's going, and they do too. And that's the way it is. And like you said, we don't really want to sub, but we're going to have to sub at some point. Nobody really wants to take Zach Hunt or Nate Arlt or any of these guys off the floor, but sometimes you got to, and so it'll probably come down to some key plays from those other guys.
Well, speaking of stroke, don't have one, okay?
Oh, no, I'm great, Doug. I'm great. So,
we'll see you tomorrow, buddy, in the championship.
Hey, thanks for covering us, man.
You bet. Tom Schlechta, Adam Central Patriots, joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a 30-second break and wrap it up after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Here's your finals for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. It was Overton 75 and SEM 62. And so for Overton, they will advance on to tomorrow night's championship game, where they will be taking on the Axtell Wildcats. Earlier tonight, Axtell was a 51-44 winner over Eustace Farnham. And so tomorrow, Fort Kearney on our sister station, ESPN 1460, the girls' consolation will be Pleasanton against Wilcox Hildreth. The boys' consolation will be SCM against Eustace Farnham at 4. These games are in Holdridge. The girls' championship, Axtell and Loomis at 6. The boys' championship, Overton and Axtell at 8 on ESPN 1460. Here today, it was Ravenna over Kearney Catholic, 51-40, and Adams Central over St. Paul, 62-51. So tomorrow, all four games right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the web at kkpr.com. Girls' Consolation at 2, Wood River and Adams Central. Boys' Consolation at 4, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. The Girls' Championship at 6, Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. And the Boys' Championship at 8, it'll be Ravenna taking on Adams Central. I want to say a big thanks to all of our sponsors. We'll see you tomorrow. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudas saying, once again, the final score, Adams Central 62 and St. Paul 51. We will see you tomorrow. Good night.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.